Joining us right now from the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya is with us. And Sam, thanks so much for being with us. I saw you at you've been in a couple of these press conferences throughout the last couple of weeks here, and I saw you at the governor's press conference earlier this week. It is really it is a very, very difficult time for restaurateurs. Some are able to stay open. Let's start with the consumer side of this before we get to what kind of aid the government's going to be giving to the restaurateurs. I know there's a lot of people in the restaurant industry listening. They want to know the answer to that. But the consumer side, a lot of these restaurants are converting to bigger carryout, delivery, or pickup situations. How are you guys helping each other get geared up for that?
Well, you know, obviously, just to start off, just so people have the feel of this, 75% of the restaurant operators out there this week laid off employees. And about 60% of restaurants are doing pickup, delivery, and carryout, and drive-thru as well. So we're trying to make sure that we're promoting restaurants throughout our communities here in the Chicagoland area. We want to make sure that customers know that they can order, go pick up, get deliveries. You know, don't forget your favorite neighborhood restaurant. You can go online and buy a gift card and use that gift card once we beat this virus, which we will, and that will help restaurants too with cash flow. But restaurants are down probably 70% in sales. That's what we're hearing out here.
Well, yeah, for sure, right? I mean, one would imagine, I would even imagine it to be worse, but it's pretty damn bad. And again, as you mentioned out,
I mean, drive-thrus, they're down 30%. So if you take the average, it's 70%. But like I said, Ro, 40% of the restaurants just closed completely. 60% are trying to do pickup, delivery, carryout.
And what kind of advice is your organization or are these guys giving each other in terms of that? That's what I'm kind of looking for here, because there are places that, you know, that wasn't the big part of their business, right? Has to become a big part of their business.
Not at all. You know, we're the hospitality industry here in the city of Chicago, we're a caring group. Everyone is communicating. Everyone is kind of communicating and educating with each other, you know, how to get your restaurant up to do delivery and pickups and carryouts. So there's definitely a lot of communication and education going on amongst, restaurants that were geared for this. But like I said, most restaurants were not geared for this. So we're trying to, chefs are talking with other chefs. Restaurant owners are talking with other restaurant owners to try to be supportive. We're all in this together.
All right. So now that we have a sense of where what this new reality is, at least for a while, right? This is going to be like this for the next couple of weeks. What are the aid dollars going to look like that are coming to these restaurants?
All right. So obviously, it passed out of the Senate last night. It's got to pass out of the House, the United States House, probably tomorrow. So the stimulus phase 3 bill will basically give you 2.5 months of payroll to help, cover your payroll for 8 weeks, and also to help you pay your utilities and to pay your rent or mortgage. How this will work out is that you would go to your local bank. They would get you an SBA loan. It would be a loan at first. Once they saw that all the money went to your team members and you paid your rent and your utilities, then the loan would be forgiven and it would be turned into a grant. So that is the kind of the cliff notes of what the stimulus phase 3 bill was. But like I said, it hasn't passed out of the House yet. The bill is out there. A lot of people are reading it. And so we're trying to make sure we get employers money so they can pay their team members. That's what that's what it's all about.
And bring them back in. I mean, a lot of them have cut them already.
That's right. 57% of the restaurants have laid people off. That is true. Yep.
Okay, so in terms of going to the bank and getting the loan, you have to prove, once you have gotten the loan, you have to prove that money went to your employers or your employees, I should say, or to technology or some sort of operational costs.
Exactly. So you got to prove. So that's why it starts as a loan roll and then it gets turned into a grant, because this is one thing that some of the elected officials wanted to make sure that we're dotting I's and crossing T's. So you bring your payroll in, and you can bring your payroll in from last year, from basically February 15, 2019 through June 30th, 2019. You take it for an eight week period, and then calculate it. You know what I mean? Because we're not going to calculate it from March 1st to March 22nd because people are down in sales already. So then they calculate and say, okay, X amount of money is going to go for your payroll, and then you cut your checks to your team members, and then you know they see those checks got cashed by your team members, and then that's how that portion of the loan will get waived into a grant. They see that you paid your landlord. That gets, you know, that portion of the loan gets waived into a grant, and then also you're paying your utilities. But this is still going to be very hard on the hospitality restaurant industry here in the city of Chicago.
I guess the question is, can they pay themselves? Because they have their own rent and their own expenses as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, if they were on payroll, you know what I mean? Yes, to a degree. Yeah. But again, it's going to be, you know, yes, if they're on payroll. As long as the people are on payroll, you know what I mean? So it goes employer to employee, and a lot of employers are also on their own payroll. So to answer your question, as long as they're on the payroll.
All right. So there's this other program, too. There's $14 million that's going into this hospitality emergency grant program. These we're talking about grants here, where $25,000 could be provided to eligible bars and restaurants and up to $50,000 for eligible hotels. Where is that money coming from?
That's coming from the state. That's not, you know,
separate.
The big dollars are at the federal level, but that's at the state level. Governor Pritzker and his team put that together. Now, that's basically for more to small businesses' role, you know what I mean, depending on your sales. And then you could go and get, you know, the grants up to $25,000 for restaurant and bars, and like you said, up to $50,000 for hotels. But those are the smaller ones, smaller hotels, smaller restaurant bars.
Sam Toyo, we're talking to from the Illinois Restaurant Association. What is the most common fear or, I don't want to say complaint, but the most common concern that you're hearing from restaurateurs across the state?
Restaurateurs, you know, they all feel, you know, obviously safety and health of their customers, of their team members is the most important thing to them. And then next, they want to make payroll because they want to keep their team members role. You know, people go into restaurants, you know, for the food, but they come back for the service. Once we beat this virus, which we will, like I said, people are going to reopen, right? So it's going to be like 25,000 new restaurants opening. So when you open, you know, they're going to have to get, it's like opening a new restaurant. So you want your veteran help. If you're a good restaurateur, you have good team members, and you want to keep your good team members. So their biggest concern is how do they keep their team members? These are like family to them. So that's their biggest concern, making payroll and keeping their team members and their families fed.
If people want to apply for, if they're restaurateurs, smaller restaurateurs, under $1 million in sales for restaurants and under, for hotels?
I think for hotels, it's a little higher because it's hotels. I think it might be
$8 million. Like under, $8 million, for hotels. Yeah. Okay, so it's $1 million under for, if you are a restaurateur and you bill less than $1 million a year or a hotel less than $8 million a year, that sounds like a lot of money, but not for a hotel. And these are independents. How do they apply for these grants?
They can go on our webpage at illinoisrestaurant.org, and we have everything up there. Or they also can go to the governor's webpage too as well. But you can go to illinoisrestaurant.org, and we have all we can educate you on exactly what you need to do. It's all up there on our webpage.
All right, Sam Toyo from the Illinois Restaurant Association. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Roe.